Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Let's Talk About Love, a radio outreach of Labor of Love Evangelistic Outreach Ministries, where we open the Word of God and break bread together. Prepare to be transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit as you receive the Word of God that will transform your heart, renew your mind, and bless your soul in Jesus' name. Now, here's your host, evangelist and author, M.G. Page.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Happy Friday to you. We are in 31 days of prayer here on Let's Talk About Love Radio. And I'm so happy that you could be with me here tonight on day 18. 18 days we've been in prayer. Amen. There were a couple of nights in last week that I missed because I was on assignment outside of the radio program. To God be the glory. But you all are in my thoughts and in my prayers. And just know that God has a plan, a sure plan. This is not just some random, let me cook up something, I didn't think about it, you know, type of thing that man would do. Hallelujah. But a sure plan that He, the greatest of the greatest, have ordained for your life. And only He, come on, has the power to fulfill it. And when He does it, oh, it's done right. Ha-ha. Yes, Lord, and in grand style. Praise God. Again, welcome to Let's Talk About Love Radio. We are in 31 days of prayer. This is day 18, and we are giving God praises and thanks and honor for taking us from glory to glory to glory. You know, there are things that happen behind the scenes that we don't always see. Hallelujah. We don't fully understand, but God is always working. Did you know that we make a commitment to meet with Him, to sup with Him, to fellowship with Him, to have communion with Him? He's right there waiting with blessings. Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why it's so important when He calls you, amen, to come and pray. Bless God. Stop what you're doing. Amen. If you stop right then and there. If He calls you to the chambers, your prayer closet, your bathroom, toilet seat, wherever it is, you stop right there and go meet Him because there are blessings that He has for you. Sometimes He just want to touch you. Oh, glory to our great God. Hashikobobosata. And then there are times where He just want to speak to your soul to edify and encourage you. There are the times you just got to let out a holler. Come on here. He'll call you to that place so that the Holy Ghost can do a work on behalf of somebody else through you. Is that all right? Hallelujah. Shanda Baba. Sometimes He just want to give you another star on your report card. Come on. For your obedience. Glory to God. Sometimes He want to give you instruction, what to do, what not to do, where to go and how, what to say, when not to speak. Sometimes He wants to let you know what He's about to do. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Sometimes He might just want to burn off a little bit more of the dross and get rid of more residue. Do away with old wineskin. Come on here. You never know what the Father wants to do with us. Glory to God. But one thing is a sure guarantee. In His presence is the fullness of joy. And at His right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Ooh, ain't no place better to be. Let me rephrase that. There is no other place that you should rather be. Is that better? In His presence is where you want to be found. Woo, nothing but love there. Peace and joy. Comfort. Understanding. My God, He'll hold you in that secret place. Ooh, yes, He will. He'll dry all your tears. And guess what? He don't get tired of you. You know that? Sometimes folk are just too busy or they get tired. He never gets tired of His children. Come on here. Glory to God. He's a faithful Father. And when He feels we've done enough, He'll let us know that. He's so wonderful. He's so precious. Amen. And you need to know tonight that you are precious to Him. I don't care what you're going through. He's got you. Hallelujah. Praise God. We will be here if the Lord says the same. Christmas night. I know you all are getting yourselves prepared, I'm sure, with your trees. For those of you that utilize trees in celebration of decorating your homes to honor our Jesus, and his birth coming here to this earth for us. Hallelujah. Some of you all are still scrambling, and that's all right. You know, it's a wonderful time of year. Amen, excuse me. And I like that song. It's the most wonderful time of the year. You know, it's just lovely to be able to celebrate and have a reason to celebrate. You know, we celebrate so many things. Hey, remember when you think about Christmas, or like my old principal used to say, the Christ Mass, he used to say, it was a Catholic school. But when you really get in your mind that you're celebrating Jesus, although this may not be the exact date, per se, that he was born. Hallelujah. We celebrate him, and we set aside this time to let him know that we honor him. It's not about the commercialism. It's not about shop, 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 shop till you drop, although, hallelujah, he knows the desires of his children's hearts. Come on. But it's a time of really giving. Amen. It is a time of thanksgiving, aside from Turkey Day. Come on here. Well, we thank God. Ooh, for the miracle of my Jesus, yes, Lord, of sending his only begotten Son. Hallelujah, that whosoever would believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Do you know what a wondrous thing it is that the God of all creation wrapped himself up in human flesh? My God, nobody else could do that. And come down here and walk the earth and live among us. So we can never say, Lord, you don't understand. He understands what it's like to be depressed. He knows about rejection. He knows about loneliness. He knows about backstabbers. Everything that you can name, he knows about it, except disobeying his father. Oh, Kashmandi. He was and is perfect. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. But just think about that. Glory to God. It's a time for us to really stop and reflect, amen, on what the Lord has given us. Oh, we need to really come aside for a moment and really stop and just think about it. Just really reflect on the gift of Christ, the gift that we have been given. Amen. If you don't receive nothing for Christmas, it's not about you. You've already been given everything you need. Hallelujah. From before the foundation of the world. Please understand that. If the sky was to crack open right now, you ain't thinking about no Christmas list. Come on up in here. Hallelujah. Jesus came to save you. And that's all that matters. That you receive him. Hallelujah. And that you let him bless your life real good. That's what he does. That's who he is. Come on. Come on out of that blue Christmas spirit. The blood of Jesus. Mancia. Some of y'all need to stop listening to some of these craziness. Not this. I'll have a blue Christmas without you. The blood of Jesus, not me. Oh, I'm going to celebrate my God. And my King, glory to God. Come on here, you got to let the devil know you don't run nothing up in here. I celebrate Jesus. Under the Bohoshaba, in spite of what it may look like, he's never failed me and he never will. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to Joshua 6. We're going to be reading from there tonight. Amen, amen, amen. Come on, gird up the loins of your mind, beloved. Gird up the loins of your mind. Don't let the devil set up camp in your mind. Come on here. If you got to walk it out, clap through the house and praise God. Cry, get your tissues. Walk through the house and praise. Come on here. Come on. Turn on your gospel. Blast it. Come on here. Under the baboshi. Come on. Gird up. Come on. Be strengthened. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, you're his treasure. Don't you dare sit there and let Satan run game on you. Don't you dare let him pump you out. He ain't got nothing. Come on up in here. The God of your salvation is everything you need. Hallelujah. And every time that the enemy comes in, God have allowed it on purpose to build you. Come on. To strengthen you. Hallelujah. To show you more of him. And to draw you closer, to bless you. Oh, yes. He loves you, beloved. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Mm-hmm. Joshua 6. You're going to make it. Don't worry about it. We're going to talk about Jericho tonight a little bit, all right? Amen. Now, we are chapter 6, verse 1. Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. Hallelujah. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given into thine hand Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor. Now, see, we got to understand something about Jericho. Jericho was closed down, locked down. Children of Israel could not go in there. Amen. It was a city that was a fortress. Tall. Made of stone. It reminds me of the Berlin Wall. A fortified place like that. Amen. And it was shut up. The Bible means that it was closed, shut down. It was such that you couldn't climb over there. Are you with me? You couldn't climb over the walls of Jericho. No, that wasn't going to happen. Amen. None went out and none came in. The Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given into thine hand Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor. What was the Lord saying to Joshua? He was saying, I've given you this city, this impassable place, this impenetrable place, this shut door. Come on up in here tonight, Holy Ghost, I thank you. This place of impossibility with man, Kandidiyosha, I've given it to you. Now, I know with your eyes you see a place that's shut up and closed and locked down. But I'm telling you, son or daughter, I'm giving you this blessing. I've given you not only the city of Jericho, but the king. Oh, God, and the mighty men of valor. Nobody can stop you, Santa Babosi, from penetrating the city. Come on here. Hallelujah. Some of y'all got kings and mighty men in your Jerichos that have withstood you and shut you out of some things and places. But God, is saying tonight, I'm going to give you the city. Come on up here. Hallelujah. I've given you the victory. Look at what he said. Now, you're not going to get up in there your way. I'm going to give you what? A strategy. Ye shall compass the city, walk around it, all ye men of war, where the warriors at, and go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. God is very specific with his instructions and purposeful. All right? And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times. And the priest shall blow, with the tut of the bow, with the trumpets. See, it's something very specific about these ram's horns and trumpets and things. See, in order for a ram's horn to be made back then and even now, it had to go through a very serious process of cleansing. You weren't just going to take the ram, the horn off the ram and use it. It had to be cleansed. It had to be boiled. Come on. It had to be gutted out. Of all God and filthiness. So that the sound, I hear God, that was released out of it would be pure. Oh, that's what God want to do to you tonight, baby. He's going to clean you off. Get rid of all the residue and the dirt and the filth of sin. Hallelujah. So that the sound that come out of the temple is pure and sanctified sound. Hallelujah. That causes much damage to the enemy's camp. Woo! Ho, ho! You have to understand how important your praise is tonight, how important sanctification is tonight, how important consecration is. When the Lord told us, listen, I beseech you, Paul said this to us in Romans, I beseech you by the tender mercies of God that you render your body a living sacrifice. Come on, unto the Lord, holy and acceptable, which is your reasonable service. So why would we do that? So that we can prove what is the perfect will of God. It does mean something. Hallelujah. A pure vessel. Come on. Hallelujah. God is holy. Yes, Lord. Let's look at this. And then he said, when it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout. That don't mean just dancing. They'll be making noise unto the Lord in praise. Yeah. And the wall of the city shall fall down flat. You ain't got to use no hammer. You don't have to get no sticks, no tools, no equipment. Come on here. All you have to do is what God say. Hallelujah. All you have to do is shout. Mama, mama, yo ho. And he said the walls won't come down flat. We don't understand the power of praise. And the people shall ascend up every man straight before him. He said, when you follow my instructions and you march around the wall, as I told you, and send the priest before you, send the praise before you, the sound of the ram's horn, the city is going to fall flat. The walls are going to come down. Your bondage shall be broken. The yoke shall be destroyed. Doors are going to open for you. Hallelujah! Praise our God. He's wonderful. Look at verse 10. And Joshua had commanded the people, saying, ye shall not shout, nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth, until the day I bid you shout. Then shall ye shout. Listen, there's something he just don't need to talk about no more. God has already told you got the victory in the battle. Don't say another word about it. Don't talk, don't use your words, don't waste your words. Save your strength, because you're going to need it to shout. Wow, God, you're going to need all your power to praise him. Don't you know when you praise him, God himself stepped down in your midst and start to show it out. Hallelujah. He'll scatter your enemies. Oh, God. Look at verse 16. And it came to pass at the seventh time. Number of completion. Lord, why haven't you delivered me yet? Why haven't this thing moved? Why haven't I gotten over this yet? Because God is working to the finish. He wants to complete it. See, he's not going to do nothing half-baked. Hallelujah. The seventh time, when the priest blew the trumpet, Joshua said unto the people, shout, for the Lord hath given you the city. He said, you got to start with a purpose. When people see you come, you never, the devil get mad when he see you praising God. He said, every time I send them out, they always shout and they always crying and running around. I said, you don't know how I know. What he's done for me. Hallelujah. You don't know the word he gave me. You don't know how I almost didn't make it to the temple this morning. You don't know how the devil been saying, oh, come on up in here. Trying to tell me it's not worth it. I should just do away with my life. My praise is not for you. It's for the one who keeps on doing great things for me. And his name is Jesus. Oh, I got a reason. I got a reason. I said I got a reason to praise him. I'm still here. In spite of what the enemy tried to do, I'm still here. In spite of what doctors have said. I was shouting my lungs out to make the devil real mad. How about that? We shot every time and every other thing. The baseball, the basketball, the football, the disco. Come on here. Rap and the soul train and come on here. Music awards and at the club or whatever it is. We've given so much of our strength and energy to things that don't even count for nothing. But when it comes to the Lord, I'm going to tell you right here and right now, ain't no half-stepping. They really know what I'm talking about. He deserves all our praise. He deserves all the glory. He deserves all the honor. In spite of, he is a promise keeper. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. I said, oh, yes, he is. You know it. You done been through. Come on here. Hallelujah. You might be in something right now. But he's going to bring you out. Did you hear what he said? I have given you the city. I have given you the victory. Oh! Stop looking at the natural circumstance.
I see the brick on top of brick on top of brick. I see the door shut. I see the padlock. What power can stand against me, saith the Lord? Who can shut me out of a thing? Oh, the power belongs to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Let him finish what he started. Come on. Come on. The seventh time. Well, come on. What do you think? Naaman's fuss at the Lord and say, well, I got to go seven times. Well, I got to dip. I bet you he went to dipping. He knew his healing. Come on. Was riding on him, hushing his mouth, and doing what God told him to do so he could be healed from his leprosy. Rub a coarse body. He humbled himself, and he obeyed God, and he went to dipping and got healed. Do what God told you to do. Wait on him. Hallelujah. He's going to give you the victory. Come on, let's pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, there's no other name we know to come in. My God, and there are many other names floating around here. Hallelujah, down in this earth realm. But you've given us the only name that has power. You've given us the name of our King. And our Savior. Woo, who we love tonight, Lord. We love you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We want to thank you for giving us Jesus. Father, as we are preparing for the holy day seasons and festivities and family and friends and food and fun and fellowship, Father, we want you to know, we know what the season is really about. We know the real reason, the passion for the season, and it is Jesus. Hallelujah for Jesus. Hallelujah for a wonderful Savior who is so kind, so precious and meek and lowly, all-powerful. My God, we thank you for Jesus tonight. Thank you for the gift of salvation. Thank you for the gift of eternal life. Thank you for the gift of repentance. Father, we come before you tonight even asking you that you would search us through and through. Father, that you would remove any and everything that is not like you in our heart, in our mind, in our wills, yes, Lord, in our emotions, in our bodies. Remove everything that does not bring you pleasure, that grieves your Holy Ghost. Father, cleanse and purge us, and so that you can purge us with hyssop. My God, wash us, and we shall be clean. Father, we want to thank you for sending us your word tonight. We want to thank you, Lord, for many of us have been bound in situations. We have been withstood. We have been buffeted and challenged, and many of us have gotten discouraged, wondering when the change would come. When would the day of victory come? Father, you have been feeding us over these past 18 days, and you continue to love on us. You continue to wash us with the sincere milk of your word. You are building us up. You are strengthening us. You are taking us from the place of immaturity to maturity, from misunderstanding to understanding, from the lack of knowledge to the knowledge of you. Hallelujah. And in Jesus' name, we praise you for all that you're doing. So much more that you're doing behind the scenes that our eyes have not seen. Hey, neither has our ears heard, neither has it entered into our hearts, the wonderful things that you're doing to those who love you. My God, we bless you tonight. We want to thank you for the word that you sent about praise. We want to thank you, oh God, that the walls of Jericho in our lives are coming down. Father, we decree and declare, oh God, every wall of division, every blockade, every snare and trick and scheme and plot of the devil has been, oh my God, overthrown tonight by the power of the shout. Father, I lose the power of the shout all over this airwave. My God, I lose the power of the shout all over America. In the name of Jesus, by the power of your Holy Ghost, I lose the strength of the shout. My Kushba, I thank you that the strength of the shout goes beyond feeling. It goes beyond emotion. It goes beyond the little Kushma, mere carnality, mere carnal understanding. The strength of the shout is birthed in the spirit. For them that know their God shall be strong and do mighty exploits. Them that wait on the Lord I lose it in their bellies. The strength of the shout. I rebuke weariness. I rebuke laziness. I rebuke complacency. I rebuke lukewarmness. In the name of Jesus, the shout of Zion wins victories. The shout of the Lord gives us breakthroughs. The shout gives us deliverance. You've given us a shout. We lift up our voices, even as trumpets tonight. We claim what you said. We claim the victory. We claim our portion. We claim our divine inheritance. We claim our blessing. We claim the fruit of intercession. Not just for ourselves, but for our families. Not only for our families, but for the nation. Yes! We plead the blood. We plead the blood. And we apply it over the wounds that have caused Zion to hurt so that she couldn't shout. For the pain that tried to stifle her mouth. The spirit of Jezebel that tried to stifle praise. We curse the power in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the shout, God. The shout of triumph. The shout of yes, I can. The shout of yes, I'm more than a conqueror. The shout of I can do all things. The shout of now faith. The shout of blessed assurance. The shout of when the stripes are healed. Victory shout. Oh, we lose it in the atmosphere, in every home, in every marriage, in every church, in every situation, city council, government leaders, in the White House, in the UN, the shout of victory on the front lines of war against ISIS. Yes, victory in Jesus. Victory for the young boys and girls that have been deluded and seduced under the yourself. Victory from the Rabosha and the Christian. Shout, we shout, victory, 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 victory in your body, victory in your mind, victory in your finances, victory in your home, victory in your prayer life, victory in your ministry, victory in your gifts. Christ, tell them about Kosha. You got to shout. Do you hear me? The Holy Ghost said, shout. Shout that up, boo. You ain't got to wait for nobody else. Go crazy in your own home. Go lift your hand. If you can't shout, lift up your hand. Maybe you have somebody that you know in the hospital that can't shout for themselves. Shout for those in the hospital bed. Oh, for those that got tubes running everywhere. Oh, for those in comas. Those who have assignments of car accidents running against them right now as they travel for the holiday. Your shower intercepted. Your shower intercepted. Your shower stopped premature death. Yow! Oh! We are victorious in Jesus' name. Hallelujah! We thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for the strength of the shout, not only for this moment, for the rest of our days. Keep your hand deep down in our bellies, and we'll lift up a praise unto you, the shout of victory. In Jesus' name, we honor you, Father, for the territory you're claiming, even through your people Zion. In Jesus' name, amen. Beloved, that's my time. Oh, I feel like shouting some more. Hallelujah. But we got to go. He's so good. You hear? I said, he's good. Just think on his goodness. Keep him on your mind. Everything's going to be all right. Join me tomorrow night, day 19. We're going to pray some more, all right? I love you guys. Have a blessed Friday night. In Jesus' name. Bye-bye now.